Wavesound Audiobooks presents On a Barbarous Coast by Craig Cormick and Harold Ludwick, narrated by Cam Ralph.
About 11, the ship struck upon the rocks and remained immovable. We were, at this period, many thousand leagues from our native land, which we had left upwards of 2 years, and on a barbarous coast, where, if the ship had been wrecked, and we had escaped the perils of the sea, we should have fallen into the rapacious hands of savages.
Endeavour Journal of Artist Sidney Parkinson. To all those generations gone, for what might have been, and to all those generations to come, who might imagine a different future. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Wreck. A lesser man would have felt it was his own dreams and ambitions that struck the reef, and the shuddering blow of it was his future splintering apart rather than the beams of our ship. And I, for one, believed we were well and truly fucked, knew it as a certainty that many of us would be dead before daybreak. But our great captain showed not a moment of doubt that he would save us, as if the strength of his determination alone would hold the ship together, even if it took 3 days of pumping and straining at the anchor ropes and casting our ballast and heavy cargo overboard. As if he had seen how it would be written, and he would, through his own strength and determination, hold us afloat to limp to shore, where our injured vessel could be hauled up onto the bank to be repaired. And there are some nights when the moon is bright across those reefs, and the strong southerly winds swirl together my memories and my longings, that I almost believe that is exactly how things played out. We saved every man jack of the crew and sailed back to England, leaving no ruins of fortifications behind us, no footsteps disappearing away into the wilds, no graves of our dead, no bones left whitening in the grass. For he didn't save us, did he? And to quote the good book, "And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Perhaps if it had been a clearer night, or if the winds and seas had been calmer, if the reef had been a little lower under the choppy waves, if we had not been dismasted, if our captain had not been struck by a falling spar, if his confidence in his destiny had been tempered a little by caution. Plainly, I was made of a different metal than our great captain, for I could feel it as an immutable truth that our hour of doom was upon us. That great floating world of ours of stout...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?